talk about editing electronically, using track changes. Do all of you know what track changes is? It's a feature within Microsoft Word that helps you to be transparent. It marks every change that you make within a manuscript. If more than one person is working on that document, then each person will be in a different color. It's very useful because I make my edits and I send it to the author or to whomever my client is, and they can see all of the changes that I'm proposing. So it's easy for them to review my changes and accept or delete. So on page 42, it shows you how to turn them on. It's very simple. In 2010, you go to review, and then you click on track changes. Simple as that. And now they're on. So any mark I make, it's now going to be in a different color. Now, if I'm editing, that might be distracting, but I can change my view so I can see the final, so I can see how it's going to be, or I can see the original if I want to see how it was given to me for whatever reason. I can't remember whether they had that particular punctuation. Page 43 shows about adding changes and comments. So if I'm adding something, it shows it in red. If I'm deleting it, well, then it deletes it from in the text. It now shows it on the side. And then if I want to make a comment, then I would highlight it and click New Comments, and my comment goes out in a bubble on the side. And that's where I type my comment. Some of my clients don't like the bubbles on the side. So what they request is that wherever I have a comment, I put bracket. And if my comment is to the author, I would put AU colon and ask my question. Say whatever my comment is. It depends on what your client wants.